Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 339 for the 17th of June 2024. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for about 10 seconds to allow for priority traffic or to let the stations disconnect from this conference if they do not want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control station today. My name is Wayne, and I'm located in Urbana, Illinois. My SDF username is JWH. Those are the four items that we like to hear from check-in. If you don't have an SDF username yet, that's okay. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu GMT UTC on Echolink node 9229, known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed amateur radio operators. You do not have to be a member of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussion. And the only topic I could think of on short notice this week is that the next weekend is Field Day in North America. So it seems apropos to ask, are you doing anything for Field Day? Here where I live, we're still trying to decide if or what we're going to do on Field Day. We have a meeting tomorrow evening to make plans for that. So we've done it for a long time. You know, every year we do something for Field Day. We kind of got some hiccups during the pandemic era, and we're hoping that we can get back and do something like what we had before. Anyway, that's the topic I thought of. So let's see here. Let me reset the timer for anyone who's on a timer-based repeater. I'm checking my dashboard here, and all of the call signs I see are regulars here. I'll just run down the list. I see PY2BIL, KD9NDJ, DE6UX, KQ4MII, N4RNW, and I thought, is there somebody else in there? Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep, okay, that's everybody. So, until we get perhaps a connection from the HAM conference or something, it looks like it's just us chickens here this week. So, let's start with, the first station on my list is Harold, N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne and the group. N4RNW here in Fort Myers, Florida, Southwest Florida. And it's 8:05 down here, too, Eastern Time, and the sun's going down. Well, we had an interesting week of weather here. Some kind of system hit us every day this last week, and by the time it was all done, we had over 15 inches of rain. And there are still people rebuilding from Hurricane Ian a year and a half ago, and some of them got flooded out again. But no problem here where we live in our development. But some of the streets were flooded, but they've gone down now. So it's always interesting down here. All right, back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold. And couple of things here. I just fielded a question from the SDF com chat about what priority traffic might mean, and so I thought I would mention that. I think this mostly comes from experience with RF net. you know, if this was our local club weekly net on 2 meters, if someone had word that a tornado warning had just been issued, that might be a priority message that needs to take precedence over the more routine chit-chat of the weekly net. But another thing that might happen is that, and this has happened, I've seen it happen, is that sometimes the net control station makes a mistake. In particular, our local 2-meter net is on Thursday night at 9 p.m. And there have been a couple of occasions in the past when the net control station started the net on Wednesday night at 9 p.m. And so it would have been a priority message for somebody to say, hey, this is the wrong day for this net. So hopefully we have not made a gap as bad as that on this net. But you never know. It might happen. So that's why we stand by for those few seconds in case the net control station needs to be corrected. All right. Let's see. The other thing I wanted to say that I forgot is that I wanted to thank Mark, KQ4MII, for filling in for me last week. He did a good job, and I think we may hear from him again in the future. So much appreciated there, Mark. So next on my list here is PY2BIL.
Hey, hi, everyone. This is PY2BIL, Guillermo out of São Paulo in Brazil, with SCF username GCremary. So, yeah, field day. We don't have field day as you have in the north down here, even though sometimes we go out into the field and do some outdoor activations there, but and it's not with the sense of preparing for emergencies or anything similar than you are doing in the north. So there's not too much I can add to that. I wish we had something like that down here. Anyways, regarding your emergency traffic comment, so I also think that in the past, nets were used to relay messages from one part of the country to the other, right? And sometimes a net was a good chance to get a larger audience. So it might not be like a tornado alert, right, which would be something local, but something that somebody wanted to relay to another operator, mostly on HF. And so it could reach the far ends of the country. So I believe that was also common practice in the very old days. So I guess it comes from there. Anyways, so back to you, Wayne Ben, AB9FJ. This is PY2BIL.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. It's always good to hear from you. Next on my list is KD9NDJ.
AB9FJ. This is KD9NDJ. That's Kilo Delta 9, November Delta Juliet. My name is Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois, up the road from you, Wayne, and my SDF username is KDB. Field day. Funny thing about field day, growing up, my parents had this expression which was inexplicable to me for the longest time. They would say, we're having a field day. And come to find out that it was a ham radio expression and a ham radio activity. My father is the late K-A-3-D-E-R. Anyway, for field day, I was thinking of taking some gear out into the lot here and doing some operating here under battery power. But other than that, I have no plans, and it's dubious whether I'll actually do that. The heat is pretty ferocious at this point, and I'm a wuss. Other than that, I've got nothing for the net. This is KD9NDJ. Back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Good luck if you decide to do that sort of a field day in your backyard. But you reminded me that there's another definition of field day that I've heard a lot about lately. I listen to the local NPR station here in Urbana, and one of the features of it is that they have programming to serve the local agricultural community. In particular, there's about a 30 or 60 minute show every day, or every weekday anyway, talking about the latest news and commodity prices and weather and so on. So and it happens very often that I'm listening to the station when that happens. And one of the things that I picked up that they do is, these agricultural people, they have a concept of field day as well. And what that means for them is when you might gather a group of farmers or farm journalists or people in the agricultural sphere who will visit farms to look at the crops, see how they're growing, see if there are pests or weeds that are causing a problem, and they call that a field day, where they go out into the field and actually look at the crop. So that's another meaning of the word field day that you might come across if you listen to radio stations like I do. I imagine that it might mean some other things as well. So don't be surprised if you hear somebody talking about field day and they're not talking about ham radio. Right. Next on my list is BE6UX.
KB9FJ on the net. This is Victor Echo 6, Uniform X-Ray. Michael in Calgary, Alberta. My SDF username is Tabalaya. Had it changed from a call sign since I keep changing my call signs all the time. Found something with my call, it's got to have been a 25-year-old call sign imprinted upon it. I have to change that as well. Not a whole lot going on here in good old Cowtown. In Calgary, we have a water emergency. They have failed to do maintenance on our water main system, and so one of our three very necessary water mains has ruptured, and we've been spreading good drinking water all over the streets in Calgary. So they shut that down, and we can't run off the other two because they have failed to deal with what to do in case one of these things breaks. We need all three just to come up with some semblance of drinking water in this town. And there isn't a whole lot of places that we can get more water from without shipping it in from somewhere else. Weather here is kind of on the low side, about 8 degrees Celsius, about 45 or 46 or somewhere around there degrees Fahrenheit. Not going to look for regular patterns. We're in a little bit of rainy area, some thunderstorms on the horizon. We'll get back up to 80 degree Fahrenheit weather in another week or so. I won't miss it, except that I'm trying to paint my porch, and it's pretty hard to do that kind of work if you're not allowed to use water, because I can't use a pressure washer on the sucker. So I'm going to dump a few buckets of suds on it and brush it down, and then try and use my vacuum cleaner to get it off so I can put some paint on it when it's sunny again. As well as field day here, our club isn't formed well enough to get out in the field. I have other things to do on the Saturday, like go to work and make a living. Our other two amateur radio clubs haven't opened an invitation for anybody else, so we don't know what they're doing. B6UX, back to net.
Okay, well, thank you, Michael, and good luck with your water supply and your painting. The temperature down here, I think it's hovering in the mid-90s these days. I think that's the mid-30s Celsius, and not my favorite weather, so I'm just waiting for it to break a little bit in a week or two. But I think the long-term forecast here is for this to be a warmer than normal and drier than normal summer. I think that was the last that I heard. Okay, let's see. Finally on my list is KQ4MII.
AB9FJ and the group. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Mike India, India. My name is Mark. I'm located in Reston, Virginia. My SDF login is M. Cornick. So my local club, of which I am a member, just had our monthly meeting on Friday night, and that was mostly devoted to field day planning. The club does a pretty substantial operation for Field Day every year. This year, we're going to be setting up at a county park about 15 minutes or so from where I live. And they've got three stations planned. They have all the antennas sited out. One of the club members is going to be cooking for everybody and all that. So that's going to be a pretty good time. I will be there for at least part of it. I'm kind of waiting to see what my Saturday looks like. I may have another thing I need to do. But so, yeah, it'll be my first Field Day. I look forward to that. The other fun thing from the meeting is I got to talk to the club's inventory manager, and I'm looking at borrowing from the club a Yaesu FT991 radio, which is something I've had my eye on a couple different HF radios for a while now, and they had this one donated to the club, and between that and getting some help from one of the antenna experts in the club, hopefully I can get on HF pretty soon here, so looking forward to that. And otherwise, just staying busy with work and other things, and looking forward to getting through June and then relaxing a little bit. So that's all I've got for now, so I will send it back to Net Control, KQ4, MII.
Okay, well, thank you, Mark. Let me acknowledge that I see a new station pop in here. I don't recognize the call sign, so Kilo Alpha 1, Tango Echo Foxtrot. Let me rewind on my script here and reprise that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot. It stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's some kind of anime thing that I don't entirely understand, but it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. You can get yourself a free account, and you can do all kinds of neat stuff with it. Right, so KA1TEF, the topic that we've been talking about this week is we're looking forward to Field Day this coming weekend. So if you or your club has plans to participate in that, that's kind of the topic here. But if there's anything else on your mind related to amateur radio, that's also on topic. So I think I've given you some time here to kind of get the lay of the land here. So you're up next if you would like to check in. So KA1TEF, go ahead.
Thank you, KA1TEF. Name here is Christian, and I'm located in Franklin, Tennessee. I am a member of the Huntsville Amateur Radio Club, which is going to have a good-sized field day, and I'm looking forward to that as well. I don't have anything to offer. I was just kind of scanning along Echolink and saw that people were actually using it. And I just noted, just kind of scrolling through some of the old Echolink stations, that it seems to have diminished a lot. I used to see a lot more repeaters connected, so I thought that was interesting and noteworthy. And that's really all I have to add. I'll be listening in on your technical discussion, and I hope everyone has a great field day. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, Christian. We do this every week on Monday at 0 hour GMT Zulu UTC. however, I think we're probably very close to the end of this week's net. It, as you say, you know, Echolink, maybe it's past its prime. I don't think it's dead yet, but hams have so many other opportunities with like D-Star and Yaesu System Fusion and DMR. There are so many other ways that you can extend the range of even a short-range radio. That so we have a lot of competition. I mean, Echolink does. So, but you can find islands of activity like this one, the TechLink conference. There are several nets that meet on here, especially on Friday night. You might want to come back next Friday. And oh boy, I see DK2DY has joined us. So I'm going to chatter for a little bit there to give him time to hear the welcome message. yes. And in the chat room there, there's the techlink.hamnet.ca website. You can go there, and there's a file net.html to see what other nets are take place on this conference. So let me pass it back to you real quick there, Kristen, if you have any questions or any comments.
Yeah, none here, but thank you for the opportunity, and I'll be listening. I guess you're toward the end of the net, and maybe I'll turn it over to that other gentleman who just joined in. But thank you very much for the contact.
You're very welcome, and I hope we see you again in the future. So next on the list here is VK2DY. The topic we've been talking about this week, I know it probably is not very relevant to you down there in Australia, but next weekend is North American Field Day. So the question has been, are you or your club preparing to participate in Field Day next weekend? So anyway, as you know, Robert, anything else that's on your mind is fair game. So it's your turn, VK2DY.
Yes, good morning. This is Robert, VK2DY, in northwestern Sydney, where it's 14 degrees Celsius and windy, and sun is shining, though, because it's a nice day today. For winter, it is a winter temperature. 14 is a winter temperature here. Other than that, let's see what else is happening. Nothing else is happening here. We have our field day. I guess the closest we have to your North American Field Day is in March, the John Moyle Memorial Field Day, which takes place the weekend before the autumn equinox in March. I don't know, it's a much smaller event, obviously, because there's 14,000-15,000 hams here total in the whole country, so it's a very small number, but I sort of quit most of the clubs, or the clubs have disappeared that I've been members of, so I don't really know if any of them participate. I know one of them that I was a former member of participated. They're always into every activity. The Waverly Amateur Radio Society is always, and they run off to a paddock in near Double, about 2 or 3 hours north of here, maybe 4 hours north of here. No electricity, just tents, and they operate there, I think, for the whole field day. But at any rate, I have no plans for the North American one this year. My antennas aren't really set up well to connect to America at this point, so I will probably not even listen in at this point. VK2DY.
Okay, thank you, Robert. And I think I should have mentioned that even though the North American Field Day is mostly for North American ham, there is kind of a category for DX stations, so that if you're in Europe or Australia or South America and you manage to make contact with someone who's operating the Field Day event, your contact counts for that station, so you don't have to feel left out. Okay, I think I've given everyone a chance to have, we're losing people already there. Everyone has had a chance for their initial check-in comments. Are there any stations that would like to have a recheck? Right, so I think it's going to be very close to time to wrap it up. Let me find my point from the script here, see if there's anything I need to mention. I think I should also mention that just as Mark filled in for me last week, we have room for a few more volunteer net controls who want to be available in case they're needed. So if you're interested in having a go at being the net control, send me an email at jwh@scf.org or say something in the mailing list. If you're not already on the mailing list, go to, send an email to majordomo@scf.org and ask to subscribe to SCFARC-L. I think the SCFARC.org website has information on that, so you don't have to be taking notes right now. You can remember that website. So, At this point, I'm checking the dashboard. No new stations have popped up, so I will call last call for rechecks or new check-ins for this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club mix. Right. Nothing heard, so this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 29 minutes after the top of the hour, 0029 UTC. If you would like to continue the conversation, we have a few hams and comm in the non-radio room, so you can join us there. I'm going to skip this stuff about the DMR talk group because I'm not sure that that still is active. So anyway, this is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, saying 73, everyone.
KQ4MII. Wayne, can you let me know when you've dropped off 1095 so that I can run a test on my streaming setup over here? Over.
All right. Will do. Hang on. Let me stop the recording.